Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today, and we welcome you. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to two verses of Scripture in the book of Titus, specifically verse 15 of chapter 1, which says, "Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled." This is the state of the natural man that is described here. That his mind and conscience are defiled, therefore everything is defiled. To the unbelieving, all thoughts, all ideas are defiled. But then notice verse 14 of chapter 2, because this verse of Scripture tells us the deliverance from the natural state of things. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 14, "...who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Moving from evil works to good works. Moving from a defiled mind and conscience to a clean mind and conscience. Folks, that's the difference that Christ makes in the individual heart. What a testimony that we find here. The natural man is corrupted. The natural man is defiled. His conscience, his mind is defiled. And yet, when Jesus Christ comes into the life, there is newness of mind, newness of conscience, newness of life that is so different. It's transformative, the work of Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you have not had that transformative work done in your heart and life, my prayer for you today is that you might come to faith in Jesus Christ, whereby old things are passed away and behold, all things have become new. That's the comparison that's given right here in two chapters in Titus of what the old man, the natural man is like, but in Christ, completely different. And I pray today that as we sing together and as we open the Word of God together, that there might be a consciousness, where am I? Am I still in my natural state? Are all things just impure and defiled? Or am I in Jesus Christ? If you are in the natural state, you need to come to faith in Jesus Christ today. The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation."